Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 7. The Sword Comes. May 23, 2010. From God the Father. A letter given to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, Behold, the Lord has purposed, and all which I have purposed to do is established. The first of many is called, their number is accomplished, it is done. There shall now be a great emptiness across the land, and among the churches a void, a dullness of understanding, a great emptiness, with the way ahead unsure for those who have not known me. For they have refused to accept me as I truly am. Yet those who come out from among them shall have their eyes opened and their understanding brightened, increasing rapidly in my love. For their hearts have longed for me, their hearts I have known. My sons and daughters of this little flock, you have done well in my eyes, and have sought to please me, and in you am I well pleased. Turn now from the churches, for it is finished. The bride is prepared, and shall soon be taken out from among them. Turn away from the churches of men, and blow the trumpet to your kindred and countrymen. Blow the trumpet against your nation and the rulers of this world. Sound the alarm and warn the people, for my sword is drawn and my hand is removed. Behold, that which restrains is removed, and he who withholds lets. Therefore warn them from me, for the sword shall soon come upon your nation, even upon the whole of this world, to the distress of all nations. For my anger is aroused already, and all foundations have been shaken, yet only slightly until now. Behold, I am come out of my sanctuary, and the arm of the Lord shall be revealed. The anger of the Lord shall be made fully known, and great and mighty nations shall be brought down. And woe to those who come against my people, Jacob! Woe to all who come out to destroy Israel! You shall come to know the power of the Lord in his anger. In the strength of my hot displeasure shall you be brought down. Behold, you shall lick the dust with all your rotting corpses strewn about, with all your devices coming to rest next to you in heaps, littering the open fields. For the Lord has spoken, and so shall it be done, and come to pass, in the sight of men. The sword comes. The pain of birth has come in. Lo, it is already upon you, O most wicked generation. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you multitudes. Listen and heed this warning, all you deceitful peoples of the earth. Your labor pains shall be dire, and shall increase quickly. Much wailing shall be heard. Behold, the birth shall be accomplished through much suffering, with no respite, lasting 7 days. Yet it shall come to pass, that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, in that day and at that time, shall be saved. For the first harvest shall indeed be lowly, of the lowly and of the innocent, and the second plenteous, says the Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth. The Lord of hosts is my name.